Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
The song that changed the season. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Why does this game mean more? Andy, revenge, where do you come down on the mean more factor for Super Bowl 59? And, of course, we got Tri-Day here. What should we try in New Orleans? Some of that's going to be hanging out with all, everyone else that's there from WIP, including Elliot Shore Parks, who's with us in studio.
What up, man?
How you guys doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
You ready?
Oh, I'm pumped. I can't wait. You know, it's funny. I was thinking this morning, like, this will be the third time I've covered the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
It's pretty wild.
You know, and considering a lot of people that covered the team went, what, one time in like 30 years or whatever?
Yeah.
So it's almost routine now, but I'll get to hang with you guys this time.
We're
so,
going to have
you
know, a good time.
Yeah.
I think about Ray Dittinger, right? Like, he probably covered them once, twice in 52
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Yeah.
I forget when he started, but like 40 years or whatever,
right.
Twice. And I think you're spoiled here, Elliot.
Well, you know, you play the Many Men song, and obviously I was the one that took that video and really kind of turned the vibes around. So on one hand,
do you just get credit for this?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm lucky to have covered three times, yeah. But also I didn't see Ray shooting any Many Men videos at practice. So.
I couldn't imagine that. All right, Elliot.
Yeah,
so
you need a cell phone to start with
that's,
that.
That's
yes.
A big thing. All right. So along with everything else we're talking about today, Elliot, I made the decision that I want to be a Sirianni guy again.
Yeah, which I'm not. I think you got a lot to prove there.
Okay.
I remember a lot of your shows. I know.
But, I mean, I did try to remind the audience, because it was a while ago, that I was originally a Sirianni guy. I thought he was the right choice in 2020 when they hired him, or 21,
right.
Compared to the other candidates. I decided to be on his side. And then I made a Coach of the Year case in 2021. I wasn't always anti-Sirianni. And in 2022, I didn't think he'd hold them back. It was that Super Bowl last time. That's when I started to go the other way.
So, on one hand, obviously, our job is to be critical, and you should never lose that. When he makes mistakes, we all say
yeah.
it. I think a big thing if you're a Sirianni guy is loyalty.
Mm.
The sounds like you're a little with the wind here, you know? Win, loss, you are. You
well,
know, like, if you're a Sirianni guy, you can be critical, but you can't be wavering year after year.
So, to be fair, though, I was more on his side when they won less. They won 9 games in 2021.
But that was still a successful year. They overachieved.
I know, but yeah. But he's had more. I've been anti him, and now he's in his second Super Bowl. So it's not really about his success.
Right.
I was more pro him before he reached this
all
level.
All right. All right. That's a
all
compelling
right.
case.
So, all right. So you cited as would you classify yourself as the biggest Sirianni guy around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I think I am. I've always been correct about Nick. I've stayed loyal. Mm. Yeah. I would say I'm number one Sirianni guy.
Okay. At all
that's why I invited him on. I
yeah.
mean, I'll, yeah.
I mean, me and Kyle. I mean, Hugh, you've been very supportive too. But yeah.
I'm trying to. I guess you guys are. These are the
and
two.
I've never wavered once.
See, I'm. You know, I'm more support. Like I.
You do call him a bubblehead sometimes.
Well, Coach Sirianni, I'm more supportive of crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think he is, and bubbleheadedness, and I just feel like, for whatever reason, that works well for
kindred
this team
spirits,
right now.
Yeah.
The record seems to indicate that.
Yeah. All right, Elliot. Yeah. So, you know, Kyle's been throwing some questions at me. Mm-hmm. So you're going to throw them as well. And then I need the audience's help that if I'm even allowed to do this.
Yeah. So I got four questions for you. All right. Number one, Joe Giglio and your attempt to be a Sirianni guy. Would you say family matters to you?
Of course.
You'd say it matters, right?
Yes.
So you're okay with Nick bringing his kids up at the podium after a big win then? If family matters to you, like it's important, you're okay with that?
So after a big win.
After a win. Every win in the NFL is big.
Well, some are bigger than others.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I actually thought, because, you know, Nick joked to Mike Sielski last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought last Sunday would have been a kids at the podium night. You just won the NFC Championship.
So it's family matters to you after a championship game. It doesn't matter as much in week five.
I think family matters always. But,
all right, well,
but
there you go.
But when you decide as a coach to bring them around, matters. The week five thing I didn't like.
All right, well, this is a major blow.
But I'm being honest.
I mean, Kyle would have to agree here. This is, this is tough.
I'm okay. Sure. I promise to be honest.
All right, yeah. Number two. Mm-hmm. What matters more to you, scheme or details?
Details.
There you go. That's a good one. And I think that's been proven true this year. Like, as much as we made about, you know, what's going to be their scheme against the blitz and, you know, who's going to call the plays and a Kellen Moore offense, this team has been good because they are a better prepared team than every team they face every week.
So I agree with that. And actually,
and that's the details.
It's the other side of this game that made me come around to this. Andy's always had the scheme. Like, Andy knows what he's doing scheme better than probably anyone. Yeah. But he's become this version, Andy, because the Chiefs are so detailed at the end of games.
Or, I mean, let's use the Rams. And the Rams, I think, had a good year. But what happened? They came to a cold Philly. It was snowing. And that scheme didn't matter as much. Like, they had a good day. But the Eagles won that game because they made fewer mistakes than the Rams.
Yeah, so, they fumbled and all that. Yeah,
all right. All right, you're back on the right path
good.
Here. You're back on the right path. Okay, number three. Would you say, as a professional yourself, you are okay with people caring a lot about their job?
Like,
right? Yeah. Okay. All right, that's a good one. So, you know, we expect Nick on the biggest day of his work week on Sunday to just sit there and have no emotion. Like, does he show emotion? Yeah, but you want to know why? Because he cares a lot about the outcome of the game. So, we know Eagles fans how crazy they are. We know how we see the videos. Nick cares that same way. So I'm glad to hear that you are also okay with people caring strongly about their jobs. And I hope you remember that the next time.
I do.
He does a little something on the sideline that shows emotion.
But as a leader, you also need to have your head at most times, right?
But would you say you prefer that the leader, like Rod Lakin, our fearless leader, he cares, right?
He does, but he doesn't walk around here screaming.
But he cares a lot. People show their emotions in different ways. But
you need
to care first. I prefer he showed emotion and cared than didn't.
I agree with that. Let's use Rod for an example. And Rod's on the hot seat this week because he didn't get us the bus.
The bus isn't happening?
It's Rod's fault.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're taking a plane down there.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, so Rod's on the hot seat.
I was thinking it.
But all right.
If Rod walked around here and was hot-headed all the time, I don't know if we'd all perform the same way.
But you know he cared.
I know he cares now.
Well, think about me and how much I care. And how fired up I get back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Angry Kyle or whatever you guys say.
I understand that.
All right.
But sometimes I need to say, Kyle, calm down.
This one wasn't as good for you. This one, I'm cautious that the next time Nick shows emotion, God forbid, on the sideline, I'm going to have to turn it on and hear you yelling.
That one gets a fat X.
Yeah, I think that's an X.
Well,
yeah.
One more thing. Attitude reflects leadership. And when I have Jalen Carter showing too much emotion or CJGJ, sometimes I look back
to that. But would you say this team has had a good attitude all year?
They have.
Yeah, they're a tough team, right? So where do you think that comes from?
That
sounds like leadership.
Some of it. Yeah, sure.
All right, number four.
Not too much, though. We're on penalties.
This is a big one. This is a big one because this is something we're probably going to have to talk about in the future.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
Joe Giglio, what's more important to you, credit or results?
Results.
Mm.
There you go. So
results.
Does he call the plays? Does he have personnel control? Is it his offense? Is he a puppet? Who cares? Nick is about results, and it's not about getting credit. I think you would agree with this. One thing Nick is certainly not, like, puffed his chest out about is getting credit for things. Like, he is okay with how he's doing it. He's okay with, right? So that was a good one. You ended on a strong note.
All
there
right.
was some bumps in there,
so
but I think you ended on a strong note.
2-2 maybe on that one?
That 2-2, is that fair, Elliot?
Yes, I would say 2-2 is fine.
All right,
you're still sitting there pretty steady. That was a good grilling.
I feel like I'm climbing the fence. I'm not over it yet, but I feel like I'm climbing up here.
Yeah, the worry is you seem on the fence. And that's that would be my worry.
Yeah, I still have my eye on it.
Yeah, I want to jump over. We'll see if I get there. I mean, not you don't achieve everything you try in life.
We'll determine today, but this was good progress.
The good news is, Joe, if you care about family and you care about your job, I'm confident on the right side.
The care about family thing was wild.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, you're walking me into a trap there.
If you care about family, I think you know what side you belong on.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, what's the line? Like, you know, Nick parades his kids on the sideline of the Super Bowl?
That's a question you'll have to ask with you and your family. I just want
to ask a question he may have to ask the NFL.
I told you to look within.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth down, let's ask his kid on Sunday, see what people think about that.
Look,
have his son make the call.
Bring your kids to work is awesome.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's done it like 4 times in 4 years.
Yeah, but there's a moment, you know.
After a win, God forbid.
And that was the, you have it though. That was pretty. Yeah,
hold on, that win felt like a loss. We all know that.
Every win's a win. It's a big win.
Oh,
now.
No.
It's a big
hold
win.
Hold on, you're the one that said the results are the most important
exactly.
thing.
Yes, but I did
this
anyone
is, I don't
feel
know
that
if
way?
I trust him yet.
Did anyone feel that way after the Browns game?
As the mayor of Sirianni Island, I don't know if you're
the mayor. I like that mayor of Sirianni Island.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on. I'll have to ask.
Did you run unopposed after the 2-2 start?
I did. Yeah. That's why I became mayor. Right. Yeah.
All right, Elliot. We appreciate it. One quick thing. BG, what was your sense listening to him and knowing he was at practice? Is he playing?
Getting, you know, to talking to him in the locker room yesterday, there's no doubt he's playing.
Now, I love it.
You know, I think we all have to keep our fingers crossed and hope that he's able to get through these 5 practices healthy and everything. But assuming that does happen, yeah, you'll see Brandon running out of the Super Bowl tunnel in a uniform.
What do you think that means in terms of playing time, though? Like, I think we've reached a point where obviously Nolan Smith has to play a lot. He's assumed that role. But is it like, does he take Jalix Hunt snaps away or does he just play a little bit?
So what I was surprised talking to him yesterday was he feels like he's in football shape because it was an upper body injury. He's been able to do cardio. And I'm sure now that he's out playing, we'll find out more. I think he's doing team reps today, which is a big step. But I asked him straight up, do you feel like you're on a snap count or not? And he said, no, if I play, I'm full go. So I do wonder if they'll go back to a 4-man rotation.
Hugh, I don't want less snaps for Nolan Smith.
No, you got to figure that out. I think that BG will be out there. And you got to remember, BG got more snaps because he was the most productive defensive lineman.
Yes, but now since he's been out, Smith has gotten better and better.
Okay, and he's going to get his chance to get his snaps, but he's going to get the snaps when you take Nolan out to rest. No, I'm assuming. Nolan still will be the starter. I can't see BG coming
Josh
out
Sweat
there.
Josh Sweat and Nolan Smith will play their normal amount of snaps. I think it's more about Jalix Hunt and situational stuff.
And rotating them in and seeing how he feels and stuff like that.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The big reason I think it matters is he thinks he can play a lot of snaps.
No, you got it.
Well, if you dress Bryce Huff, the real benefit of Huff is if, God forbid, knock on wood, like Nolan suffers an injury early in the game. You have someone that you know can play 30 snaps. That's the difference.
And I'll tell you another thing that potentially could happen. I don't know. I wasn't at practice. Elliot goes to practice every day. But you have an opportunity to have all 3 of those guys, 4 of those guys on the field at the same time in pass rush scenarios. You can put Jalen at D tackle. Jalen. You could put BG.
Oh, BG, Brandon. Yeah, in the NASCAR
BG.
Package.
What? Yeah, you could do that. You could put Bryce Huff out there.
Wasn't he in that? Wasn't he inside when he had the strip sack of Brady? So we've seen that in a big moment. All right, Elliot, we appreciate it, and we'll see you Sunday afternoon or night down in New Orleans.
Exactly, and I'll be listening.
All right. I mean, listen, we'll see where this goes. I don't know. Right. We're going to see where this goes. All right. We appreciate Elliot as the mayor of Sirianni Island coming in here. I feel you're bringing out, bringing out the big, the heavy hitters here on Sirianni's side. 215-592-9494. Can we hear from BG before we go back to the phone lines here? Brandon Graham speaking after practice yesterday about his progress and returning to practice.
It just don't let you, it don't let you lock out. Well, it don't let you, you know, get that, you get the extension, but it's not, it don't let you, you know, get it from like a bending. You know, I'm pretty much like halfway and then shooting out, but man, I don't feel restricted at all. It's a good look, it's a good balance. And man, whatever I got to do to get ready for this one game, you know, I feel like I can do it.
You said, like, you said you felt good out there from a cardio perspective in terms of in football shape. So is it something where if you are able to play, you're like full go, or do you think it'll probably be a snap count?
If I'm going to go out there, it's going to be full go. You know, I'm not going to try to get in the way of like these guys work their butt off, you know, for this moment. And, you know, we are whenever coach put me in, I'm going to just make sure it's, hey, all the way. And, man, I mean, leave it all on the field. And that's what I'm going to do. Any rep I get out there, hopefully I can help change the game a little bit.
EQ, listening to him, obviously Elliot with us a minute ago, he doesn't sound like someone who is hoping to play. He sounds like a player that is planning to play in the game.
Yeah, he's super positive, man. And I think that, you know, what BG means to this team, the fact that he was a big part of the rituals, you know, with the team all season long, then yeah, he's going to play. He's definitely going to play.
Yeah, and I think it's an awesome story. I mean, and he's going to help. I mean, I think Jalix has given them some good snaps, but getting BG back in the rotation, and again, I don't want to take away any of the meaningful snaps from Nolan Smith because he's become awesome, but BG coming back and helping is a great story. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here on the revenge factor, the Andy factor. Why does the Super Bowl mean more to you? We have a great prize to give away, $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. We're looking for a best answer try day, what Hugh and I should try down in New Orleans. And where do you come down? Am I allowed to be a Sirianni guy? So far, I'm doing the best I can here. I mean, Kyle and Elliot are not easy. I mean, these questions are not easy. They're forcing me to, like, really hone in on what I feel here with the head coach.
Dig deep.
I'm trying. David in Westchester's up. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe.
David?
First off, I'm going to start with Fire Rod Blakin. All right, how dare him not get a bus?
Put that sign up above the you know, the highway next to us here in Philadelphia.
He's saying this highway.
Just like they used to have the Fire Howie sign?
Yeah.
Yep.
I love Howie. I've never said a bad word about Howie.
No one has on WIP.
100%, man.
For 15 years.
Okay, so let's start with you and jumping on the Sirianni bandwagon. Okay, if you remember, last week when I called, I told you Sirianni was best coach in Eagles history. Andy Reid was number three, and he was going to win the Super Bowl. Now, you had your opportunity then to jump on. You didn't. I handed it to you on a silver platter. You could be like, yeah. Instead, you just chuckled and went, oh, my God. So that being said,
well, it's
Joe,
a lot. I mean, he has not yet won the Super Bowl. Doug did. And Andy was here 14 years and went to five title games.
But he never won a Super Bowl. That's the problem with Andy. He did not win a Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni's going to win one next Sunday. So it's just going to wash that loss away. And he is going to be the greatest coach, as he is right now, in Eagles history. But you, if you jump on board now, you're going to ruin all the mojo. And it's going to add that bad energy to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And it just can't be allowed, Joe.
Well,
I'm
David, that is an interesting perspective. Hugh, where do you come down on this? I have been critical of Sirianni for a lot of this year, and now they're 14-3 in the Super Bowl. Do I not want to mess up the energy of what's going on?
I mean,
here?
Man, listen. This is the way I feel about it. There's a lot of people who have been super critical about Coach Sirianni all year long and went out and probably bought tickets to the game and going to the Super Bowl and bought jerseys and stuff because they're in this big game. So I don't think you should be penalized.
Funny
for that.
You mentioned. I was watching a video yesterday of after the Jaguars game when you know, I won't even say his name. Someone may have left 9 points on the field like that day, right? And everyone walking out of the stadium that day was like, "Fire the coach, get rid of him." And they've lost one since, and they're in the Super Bowl. So. It happens.
I think I was one of those.
I think a lot of people were. All right, David, what do you got for us? Try day. What should we try down in New Orleans?
Okay, I'm going to deviate from my usual self here, and I'm being 100% serious. You need to go down to the ninth ward, lower ninth ward. They still have recovered from Katrina. And you And Mr. Faith there, Hugh Douglas, who is a name, like no one's going to know who you are, but Hugh Douglas, get down there and help clean up for an afternoon. So just help try and get that neighborhood just up and going, because they still struggle to this day. And you two, with your stardom, take your radio show down there and do something good for the New Orleans community and get some of that Philly spirit down there. And you can wear a green wig or something.
Well, that is a thoughtful one. David, that's probably the most thoughtful one we're going to get the entire time. A little help. David, we appreciate it.
A little selfless
gesture.
Yeah, the
volunteer time. You know, use our time to help some people down there. I mean, what am I going to say besides that's a very nice suggestion? Mingo is up. What's up, Mingo?
Hey there. How you? Go Birds, guys.
Go Birds, Mingo. What's up?
So I also think you should be on the Sirianni bus.
Okay.
You know what? We're going to the Super Bowl, for goodness sake. And the reason this one's so important is, well, we got to beat Gigandy because I hate him. I just hate him. But also, I'm sick and tired of the State Farm commercials. I want our guys to get some State Farm commercials.
Yeah, they've been monopolizing those for years.
Oh, I'm so sick to death of them. But even more importantly, it will be the best birthday present for Saquon Barkley and Cooper DeJean. And who deserves a better birthday present than Saquon?
You know what, Mingo, you're right. February 9th, Saquon's birthday. Now I could picture everyone singing him happy birthday in the stadium as he's raising his MVP trophy. I like this idea.
I can see it.
And I can tell you really don't like Andy. I mean, I could feel that.
I'm so sick of his face on my TV. Thank goodness for fast forward.
DVR and fast forward. All right, Mingo, what should we try down in Louisiana and New Orleans?
Okay, picture this. After the win, you go to the carousel bar and you do a champagne toast to the birds.
Carousel bar, champagne toast, the birds. Mingo, I wrote it down. Good call. We doing champagne toast?
No.
No? You're right.
Because we're not going to be there.
Yeah, we can do it early. Yeah,
we can do it early.
A pre-celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to give everyone a little perspective, we're there Monday to Thursday, so we can't stay for the game. We've got to come back.
I don't think folks actually.
You know, I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at the look at the list, and other than the David suggestion of cleaning up and helping, that's a nice thing
to
do.
Nice.
You better get ready for some crawdads, because that's the best one we got so far. That's the most New Orleans.
No, so like people have been hitting me up and they're talking about fried, like, grilled oysters and stuff. Nah, I'm cool.
Why not?
Nah.
It's a tri-day, Hugh. We run into this problem every time.
Hugh
is
just never in the spirit of tri-day.
I know. You try something new. Oysters. Grill them. Fry them. Grill them. Can you grill them? They might fall through. Terrence is up. What's up, Terrence?
I'm looking for revenge.
There we go,
all
Terrence.
Super Bowl 59.
Let's
all
go.
Super Bowl 59.
What's going on, Terrence? What are you feeling?
Guys, what's up, man?
It's definitely
the fact that we're playing the Chiefs again. Not only that we're playing the Chiefs again, it's that we're facing Andy Reid again. They beat us last year. And I heard you guys talking about how Andy Reid left here. And he did. He went to the Chiefs. But my thing is, he drafted Mahomes. But nobody knew Mahomes was going to be this good. And I feel like I see the same thing with Jordan. I feel like if Jordan ever got with Phil Jackson, we don't know if he would have been Michael Jordan. We don't know if Mahomes would have been the same player if he didn't be with Andy Reid. I feel like those two guys are like made for each other, and he kind of molded Mahomes into this great player that he is today.
Well, Terrence, I think it's an interesting comp, because Michael had a lot of years in the NBA where he scored a lot and was a great player, but he couldn't win in the playoffs until Phil told him to share the basketball. I think there's something to that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like some coaches can bring out the best in certain players, and sometimes the marriage, it just works. And it could be that with Hurts and Sirianni, man. But I feel like it's just like, yeah, we hate it. I feel like Andy Reid is like, she's like the girl you did in high school. She wasn't really that bad. She was an all right John. But when she got older, like you said, she growed up. She married a millionaire.
It's called a glow up.
In this case, Mahomes, the millionaire. Mahomes will be the millionaire boyfriend.
Yep.
So he kind of married that person. So I feel like this game, the Buffalo Bills would have been a cute matchup for us to beat them. It would have been a cute thing. But I feel like this would mean something to slay two goats in different eras. That would be a crazy bar none. And this game, by far, is in Jalen Hurts' hands. And I'm glad, you know, everybody's been bringing Hurts good energy all week, because it's second to none. He's been to the two Super Bowls in the last 5 years, and a lot of quarterbacks haven't done that.
Well, that's Terrence, that's for sure. It's a heck of a start to his career. Terrence, man, we appreciate the phone call.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.